paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Good morning, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So Evanston's very own Willie Geist has been a part of the Today Show lineup since 2010, and this spring added a sixth day, as if he wasn't busy enough, and is host of Sunday Today. And to talk about the revamped Sunday program is Willie Geist. Good morning to you, Willie.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me out. Getting ready for a big show. Appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. You know, you were born in Evanston. Do you remember living here, or did your family make the trek to the East Coast when you were just a kid?
You know, we moved when I was five, but I certainly remember the house we lived in on Lawndale. I was born at Evanston Hospital, Dr. Robert Lapata. We have all the details, 8:48 a.m.
Look at that. Look at that.
I must have mentioned his name on TV at some point. Somebody, you know, the beauty of social media now, somebody tweeted at him, I know him, and kind of like got out of touch, which was a crazy thing for him.
Wow.
He and I haven't spoken much since 1975.
Yeah, cool. I would.
We met. I went to Willard School for kindergarten, and then we moved halfway through kindergarten. My dad got a job. He'd been writing a good trip, and he got a job with the New York Times. So we moved at that point, but all of our family comes from there. My mom's from Barrington. My dad's from Champaign.
They're
U of I. They were both at the U of I and met there. Aunts, uncles, my grandmother lives in Barrington. So we feel like Chicago is home, although I personally grew up in New Jersey right outside New York City.
Gotcha.
Chicago's always been home.
Yeah, a lot of good Chicago roots here. Absolutely. Now, I first saw you on Morning Joe, but how did you get started in the world of broadcasting? I mean, obviously, you had quite an influence in your life, which leads me to believe that you got your sense of humor from your father, who's Bill Geist of CBS Sunday Morning. How did you kind of get into all of this?
You know, it's funny. People ask me if I got into business because of my dad, and he and I never had any good conversations about it, but I think just by watching his career and watching his life and seeing how much fun he had, that he got to travel and speak to interesting people and just had a fun job. He shot a lot of pieces in our house in New Jersey. So it was sort of always part of the backdrop of our lives. And I didn't know that I was interested until I graduated college, basically, and moved to Atlanta. I'd gone to school in Nashville with a bunch of my friends, moved to Atlanta after college and started working for CNN as a production assistant in sports.
Yeah, you're behind the camera.
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was. I've done every job you could possibly do in TV.
But don't you think that helps you out, though, knowing all the different positions and what everybody does? Doesn't it kind of help round you to get to this point
100%.
That you are?
Yeah. Totally. I think, you know, I always tell people who ask me what to do in the business now is that you have to be self-sufficient, because more and more you've got to be able to shoot, you've got to be able to edit. If you can put together your own stuff, you're an incredibly valuable asset to a news organization. And I was given a show at 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
I was on Morning Joe, and then they gave me a show at 5:30 a.m. And they said, here's your show. Two things. It's on at 5:30 a.m. and there's no new staff. So I had to be self-sufficient. I recruited a couple of my friends from Morning Joe to come in early and help me put the show together. But I had to write it and do all the things. So I felt like that was a nice moment of my past 15 years of my life and career sort of coming, preparing me to be able to do that, and it was a huge benefit.
Well, as I say, TV, especially morning television, is one of the most competitive and demanding jobs, and you always have to be, you know, producing fresh content and constantly beyond. How do you get up and do it every day?
Yeah, you know, the waking up in the morning part is not the most fun, to be totally candid with you. I'm more of a night person, but
yeah, okay.
You just kind of learn how to cope with it. Your body never really gets used to it, but you learn how to cope with it. And I just find it's every day is different. I mean, you're the same in your business. You're going to talk to different people every day. There's going to be some news event that happened overnight. You don't know quite what you're waking up to every day. So it's always fresh. You know, it's not, you don't have to go in and punch the clock and do the same thing every day. So people are always like, oh, it must be so hard getting up. That's the hardest thing in my life. But my life is pretty good. I've got a great job. And, you know, I feel like especially with this Sunday show, it's another case, not quite to the extent of way too early, but there is a lot of my producing on it. We have a great staff, people who've been working on Weekend Today for some time. So we've got more resources than I had them way too early by a long shot. But, you know, all those producer genes kick in, what it should look like, what the writing should be like, the tone, the graphics. And so, again, on Sunday today, I've been able to sort of deploy all those things I learned through the years.
Well, yeah, you're the editor of the show, so to speak. And I don't know if this show competes with – in this market, it doesn't compete with CBS Sunday Morning. It comes on after you here, so there's no competition with Dad.
Some markets, there, it is head-to-head. I think there's a little overlap in New York where both me and my dad live. So somebody sent me a screen grab a couple of weeks ago where he and I were on at the same time. I don't know how they got it. They had it side by side, which was quite a moment, I have to say, for me on NBC and him on CBS at the same time.
I bet. Well, that allows us here in the city, here in the Midwest, to enjoy both shows, which is pretty cool. But, you know, you started on Today like 6 years ago in television news. I mean, what you're doing today, you can't get any bigger than that. I mean, congratulations, all your success.
Oh, thanks. I feel like I've just been grinding since I graduated college, doing things I enjoy, and have got lucky breaks along the way, and just try to work hard and be myself. And if people like you, you get to do more things. If they don't like you, go home and do something else.
That's right. I wanted to ask you about this. You know, the presidential election will go down in history books, obviously, for being the most contentious and most interesting probably in American history. But I know that you know Donald Trump. He was a fan of Morning Joe and MSNBC. You guys would talk now and then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He came on quite a bit. I've met him several times. I've always had good interactions with him. But, yeah, he's been on the show a bunch. Not as much lately as the campaign has changed a bit, but yeah, he used to come on quite a bit.
And there's some family history there too, because I think your father, when he was working for the New York Times, did a piece on Trump, really before Trump was Trump.
Yeah, he did. Actually, I want to say it was 1984, but it might have been 1985, and it was before the world really knew who Donald Trump was. He was a known commodity in New York, but my dad wrote a story about him, a profile for New York Times Magazine, and it ended up being the cover. They put it on the cover of New York Times Magazine. And Trump still has it framed next to his desk. And he's added many frames since then, but it's still there. So whenever I see him, he asks about my dad and has a great fondness for my dad. So it's kind of beyond all the back and forth we may have about politics. He doesn't like what I said on the show, and we do all that stuff. But it's fun to have that sort of little backdrop to it.
Very cool. What do you got coming up this morning?
We've got Fred Armisen is our profile. You know, he's hosted SNL a few weeks ago, and his life has really blown up with Portlandia, and he's got this documentary now show that sort of mocks the documentary boom. And he's a very interesting character to me. He's also Seth Meyers' fan leader. He's a guy who does a million different things. His comedy has been described as quirky, so we asked him about that. And it's one of those interviews where, you know, you spend 7 or 8 minutes on a Sunday morning, and you're just going to have a good time. He's such a funny guy and takes all of my serious questions.
That's good.
Runs them right into a comedic ditch, which is much better anyway.
It absolutely is. Well, and I love, too, that these interviews on Sunday morning, you let them breathe a little bit. I mean, the things are so much faster during the week. I mean, you get to kind of sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation a little bit more when you're talking Sunday morning.
I'm glad you noticed that, because one of my sort of mandates to the show, if I was going to add a sixth day to the work week, was to be able to really dig in, because during the week on Today Show, I get to interview incredible people, and they're fascinating, and you get to spend 3.5-4 minutes with them, and you're always left, although, you know, you do great interviews, you're left thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I could have spent an hour with them. So we get to, I think most of our profiles have run about 7.5 or 8 minutes, and even that, to me, isn't enough time. I'd love an hour with everybody, but that's a lot more time you can learn more about the person, and you don't just have to ask about the movie and say goodbye. You can really dig in and get into their background and what interests them and what they.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, Willie, I have to mention one of our producers here just graduated from the University of Illinois. His name's Joey Gelman. He was recipient. He's my producer. He's a recipient of the Bill Geist Broadcasting Journalism Award. Say hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Say hello, Joey.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, man. That's great.
No, I appreciate it.
To get the scholarship, what was the criteria?
It was just a nature of showing throughout the 4 years your ability to write kind of in broadcast style and be able to produce kind of the content where you talked about being kind of that every multimedia kind of man throughout your 4 years in editing and writing and presence on air and just being a, I wouldn't say ambassador, but just being a good representative of the College of Media. So it was a great
so cool.
honor. Yeah, great honor to receive that from you guys. I appreciate, you know, the impact you guys have had on U of I and on Champaign has been incredible with just what you've been able to provide in terms of teaching us how to be like you guys in terms of these great accomplished journalists. So I really appreciate it.
That's so cool. Congratulations. We love U of I. I grew up in New Jersey as an Illinois fan because my parents lived there. And nobody in New Jersey quite got it, but I had the cheap Illini West wallpaper in my bedroom.
There you go.
Every summer I flew out, stayed with my grandma in Champaign, and went to the Lou Henson basketball camp. And none of my New Jersey friends quite understood what was going on. But we love that place, and we actually went back in October. My dad was the Grand Marshal of the Homecoming Parade, so we just had such love for the place. So that's awesome. I'll pass that on to my dad that I met the scholarship winner. Very cool.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
All right, and you can catch Willie Geist on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the third hour of the Today Show, filling in now and then for Matt Lauer on Sunday mornings on Sunday Today, beginning at 7 Central on NBC. Willie, thanks so much for taking the time. Have a great show this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.